This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strohe. The FBI named a suspect in what it called an attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump. The presumptive Republican presidential nominee's campaign says Trump is fine after the shooting. An investigation into the incident is underway. VOA's Arash Arabasani has more.
The FBI identified 20-year-old Thomas Matthew Crooks as the shooter, and the Secret Service says it fatally shot him outside the rally venue. Authorities say a motive for the attack is currently unknown.
State police have been in regular contact with the governor's office, and the full support and assets of the entire agency are behind the FBI and our other federal and municipal partners to assist with this investigation. The thoughts and prayers of the Pennsylvania State Police are likewise with the victims of this terrible act.
World leaders took to the social media platform X to denounce the attempt on Trump's life and to condemn political violence, while the nation's top-ranking Republican said America awakened to a surreal morning.
We've got to turn the rhetoric down. We've got to turn the temperature down in this country. We need leaders of all parties on both sides to call that out.
President Joe Biden said everybody must condemn the attack and that he was relieved by reports that Trump is doing well. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
President Joe Biden appealed to the nation for unity Sunday afternoon.
Unity is the most elusive goal of all, but nothing is important than that right now, unity. We'll debate and we'll disagree. That's not going to change, but we're going to not lose sight of the fact who we are as Americans.
Biden plans to deliver extended remarks to the nation Sunday evening in a primetime address from the Oval Office. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Israeli military says that Rafah Salama, Hamas's Khan Yunis brigade commander, was killed in an airstrike on Saturday that killed at least 90 people, including children. Linda Granstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
It was Israel's eighth attempt to assassinate Mohammed Deif, the elusive commander of Hamas's military wing. In a news conference Saturday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel will not stop until all senior Hamas officials have been killed. He said Deif and his deputy were the targets of the airstrike. Netanyahu said that while there is no final confirmation that Deif was killed, Israel will get to the entire leadership. Hamas officials said at least 90 civilians were killed. They said the airstrike was in the Al-Muassi area that Israel has designated as a safe zone for Palestinians. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Recently renewed combat in northeastern Myanmar between troops of the military government and ethnic minority militias has in the past few days become more complicated as two minority groups not previously involved in the fighting stepped into the fray. The United Wa State Army and the Shan State Army North are claiming to act as a third force for stability. Their intervention highlights tensions among the various ethnic minority guerrilla groups who have been fighting for decades for greater autonomy from Myanmar's central government. The focus is now on Lashio, which hosts the headquarters of the Northeastern Command of Myanmar's ruling generals. Kate Middleton, Princess of Wales, is at Wimbledon in a rare public appearance since revealing she has cancer. AP correspondent Karen Shamus has more.
The princess attended the grass court Grand Slam tournament with her 9-year-old daughter, Princess Charlotte. Upon their arrival, they greeted several people, including 2021 US Open champion Emma Raducanu and other young British tennis players. She was joined in the front row of the royal box by her sister, Pippa Matthews. Two rows behind them were actors Tom Cruise and Benedict Cumberbatch. Kate has been the patron of the All England Club since 2016, which hosts Wimbledon each year. Karen Shamas, London.
Venice is wrapping up a pilot program charging day trippers a 5 euro entrance fee. It is more than 2 million euros richer and determined to continue, but opponents called the experiment that ends Sunday a failure. Several dozen activists gathered outside Santa Lucia train station on Saturday to protest the fee that they say has failed to dissuade visitors from arriving on peak days as envisioned. Venice imposed the day tripper tax on 29 days this year, mostly weekends and holidays. The project was heralded by UNESCO member states when they decided against a recommendation to place the city on its list of World Heritage Sites in danger. Since the tax was launched, nearly 450,000 tourists have paid. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strohe, VOA News.